superb. There are those who prefer the 76, but to my mind, the 71 has never been surpassed. It has that extra touch of finesse. Now, let me see. Ah, yes. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I'm afraid that things have been allowed to go just a little far, have they not? They are an expensive addiction. Fascinating, of course, exciting, but expensive. Payment in full 10 days from now, or the possibility of your continuing good health will attract only very short odds.
Silver Blaze by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Merrison as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Jack May as Colonel Ross. Silver Blaze.
There you are, Edith.
Thank you, Jim.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Didn't mean to startle you.
Who are you, sir?
Fact is, I'm lost. Can you tell me where I am?
You're at King's Pyland Training Stables.
Am I, indeed? What a stroke of luck.
Excuse me, sir.
No, no, wait. I understand that a lad watches over the horses at night.
How did you know that?
Is that his supper? Smells good. Let's stay where you are. Now, I'm sure you'd like to earn the price of a new dress, wouldn't you? See that the boy has this tonight, and you shall have the prettiest dress that money can buy.
What is it?
Just make sure that he has it.
Get out of my way!
What a thing! What's the matter with you? It's only easy with the supper.
Ned! Open the window, quick!
What's the matter?
Oh, Ned!
What's wrong? Here, give me that.
There's a man! He's coming over here.
What? Did he touch you?
He kept on about you.
Me?
I want to talk to you about Silver Blaze. If you put some money in your pocket.
Edie, roam out to the house and get Mr. Straker. Quick.
Right.
You shouldn't have done that.
You damn tout. I'll show you how we treat your sort. What are you doing? Get away from that window. You get out now or I set a dog on you.
All right. I'm going. Only for violence. You should have helped me, you know.
Easy, Blaze. That's the way. You did quite right to call me, Ned. Damn totes.
No, I didn't like the look of him, Governor. And he proper put the wind up, Edie.
Did he threaten you at all?
Well, not in so many words, but he should have seen his stick, huh? I bet he could be handy with that if he wanted.
He'll likely not be back. But keep your eyes open,
Mr. Straker.
And make sure you lock this door after me.
What's that?
Go back to sleep, love.
Oh, John. What time is it?
Just after one. Go back to sleep.
Why are you dressed? What's the matter?
Nothing. Look, I can't settle. I'm going over to the stables.
Oh, John, they won't have come back.
I'm just going to check that everything's all right. Don't worry.
Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, Edith, have you seen my husband?
No, ma'am.